Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we are going to explore a wide range of topics that made headlines recently, from defense milestones to biodiversity discoveries, and from geopolitical conflicts to climate science. First, let's talk about a historic moment in Indian defense. President Draupadi Murmu became the first Indian president to fly in an attack helicopter, undertaking a 25-minute sortie in the indigenously developed Light Combat Helicopter, or LCH Prachand, from Jaisalmer Air Force Station in Rajasthan. What makes this significant is that she flew as co-pilot in an olive-green flying suit and helmet, showcasing her commitment to India's defense capabilities. The LCH Prachand is India's first indigenously designed and developed combat helicopter, built by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, or HAL. It's equipped with advanced avionics, stealth features, night attack capability, air-to-air and air-to-ground missiles, rockets, and a 20mm turret gun, making it a formidable asset for high-altitude Himalayan warfare. Building on this, it's worth noting that President Murmu's sortie coincided with the Indian Air Force's preparations for the Vayu Shakti exercise. This exercise is a significant event in the Indian defense calendar, and the president's participation highlights the importance of indigenous defense manufacturing and the role of HAL in India's defense ecosystem. Remember this name, LCH Prachand, as it's likely to be a favorite prelims fact. Note this carefully, the LCH Prachand is designed for high-altitude warfare, which is a critical aspect of India's defense strategy. Now, let's move on to another significant development. India has crossed a major milestone in its power generation capacity, exceeding 520 gigawatts of installed power capacity. This was announced by Union Minister of State for Power, Shripad Yesso Naik, at the India Energy Transition Summit 2026, organized by the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, or FICCI. What's remarkable is that more than half of this capacity comes from non-fossil fuel sources, with solar capacity having more than tripled in recent years. The government has implemented various initiatives to achieve this feat, including competitive bidding, green energy corridors, ultra-mega renewable parks, and the PM Surya Ghar Yojana, which aims to promote rooftop solar installations. Crucially, India's 2030 target is to achieve 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity, and the country is already on track to exceed this target. The net zero target, on the other hand, is set for 2070. Note this number, 520 gigawatts, as it's a significant milestone in India's energy transition journey. This is a favorite prelims fact, so remember it carefully. And here is something that surprises many students. A new plant species, Impatiens nigorum, has been discovered in the Fakim Wildlife Sanctuary in Nagaland. This striking purple flowering plant was formally described by botanists from Kohima Science College, Nagaland University, University of Warsaw, and the Botanical Survey of India, or BSI, in the journal Phytotaxa. What's remarkable about this discovery is that only about 20 individuals of this species have been observed, indicating its rarity and vulnerability. The species has been named after the Naga indigenous communities, highlighting the importance of community involvement in conservation efforts. Now, let's turn to the historical context of the Congo Basin peatlands, which have been found to be releasing ancient carbon trapped for thousands of years. Research from ETH Zurich, published in Nature Geoscience, found that lakes in the Democratic Republic of Congo, specifically Lake Mandumbe and Lake Tumba, are releasing carbon that's over 3,000 years old. This is a significant discovery, as the Congo Basin peatlands cover only 0.3% of the Earth's land surface but store about one-third of the world's tropical peatland carbon. The Congo Basin is also the world's second-largest rainforest, after the Amazon, and is a critical component of the global carbon cycle. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, let's look at the recent conflict between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Pakistan has declared open war on Afghanistan's Taliban government following cross-border clashes. The Pakistani airstrikes, codenamed Operation Gubalilhak, targeted Kabul, Kandahar, and Paktia provinces. The disputed Durand line, which separates Pakistan and Afghanistan, has been a core grievance between the two countries. The Torkham crossing, a key trade and transit point, has also been affected, with civilians injured at nearby refugee camps. Now, let's look at a rare sighting that's making headlines: a SMU, a striking white diving duck, has been spotted for the first time at Kaziranga National Park in Assam. The SMU, also known as Mergellus albellus, is a winter migrant from the Eurasian taiga and was documented during the 7th waterbird census at the Romaradondwa Beals in the Laokoa buffer zone. What's remarkable about this sighting is that the SMU is a rare species, with a global population of only about 130,000 mature individuals. Kaziranga National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is part of the Central Asian Flyway and hosts over 500 bird species. With that background in place, let's look at the implications of the Border Roads Organization, OBRO, restoring the Chungthanglache axis in North Sikkim. The restored road and the Taramchu Bridge, which was inaugurated by Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth, are critical infrastructure projects that will improve connectivity in the region. The BRO has cleared 96 landslides, built 4 major bridges, and constructed 8 kilometers of fresh formation cutting, showcasing its capabilities in disaster resilience and border infrastructure development. Now, let's talk about the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, or CBIC, which has launched SWIFT 2.0, an upgraded single-window interface for facilitating trade. This initiative aims to promote ease of doing business and trade facilitation, with a focus on digital governance. The CBIC has also launched a digital traveler's guide and revamped the Atithi app, which will help travelers and traders navigate the complexities of international trade. Moving on to what this means for India's climate adaptation efforts, let's look at the India-Germany Climate Adaptation Partnership, which has been deepened with a new large grant under the International Climate Initiative, or IKI. The grant, worth €20 million, will focus on ecosystem-based approaches in the Himalayas, Western Ghats, Island Territories, Northeast, and Lower Gangetic floodplains. The partnership aims to promote climate resilience and adaptation in these critical ecosystems, which are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The LCH Prachand is a combat helicopter developed by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, with a thrust of 20mm turret gun, missiles, rockets, and stealth features. India's power capacity has exceeded 520 gigawatts, with more than half coming from non-fossil fuel sources. The Impatiens Nagaram is a new plant species discovered in the Fakim Wildlife Sanctuary in Nagaland, with only about 20 individuals observed. The Congo Basin peatlands are releasing ancient carbon trapped for thousands of years, with the Congo Basin being the world's second largest rainforest. The SMU is a rare diving duck species, with a global population of about 130,000 mature individuals. The BRO has restored the Chungthanglache axis in North Sikkim, with the Taramchu Bridge being a critical infrastructure project. The CBIC has launched SWIFT 2.0, an upgraded single-window interface for facilitating trade, with a focus on digital governance. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The LCH Prachand, HAL, and India's defense manufacturing capabilities are critical aspects of GS3, which focuses on defense and security. The Impatiens Nagaram and the Congo Basin peatlands are relevant to GS3, which covers biodiversity and climate change. The SMU and the Central Asian Flyway are important for GS3, which focuses on environmental conservation. The BRO and the Chungthanglache axis are relevant to GS3, which covers border infrastructure and disaster resilience. The CBIC and SWIFT 2.0 are important for GS3, which focuses on trade facilitation and digital governance. In conclusion, today's current affairs update has covered a wide range of topics, from defense milestones to biodiversity discoveries, and from geopolitical conflicts to climate science. These developments have significant implications for India's strategic position, environmental conservation, and economic growth. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to focus on the key facts and numbers and analyze the implications of these developments for India's development and security.